Tonight we have a special treat. Back in November, a team went from Good News down to Trujillo, Peru, and it was Harry and Grayson, our sons, and then Parker Allen and Wesley Kennedy. Oh, you're all over there. Hey there. And they went down, and they were working with a church, and I know that we gave you regular updates, and you had greetings even from the pastor. And so we thought tonight would be a good time to give you a live, not update, but just a live message tonight from Pastor Edwin. So he's going to be sharing tonight, Pastor Edwin, from Mas Vida. I'm doing what Parker did, Mas Vidas. He did that in the video, and we had to edit it, but Mas Vida there in Trujillo. But first, before he comes, I would like Caleb and Jensen to come. Now, Caleb and Jensen, this is a ministry family. You'll meet Pastor Edwin in just a moment and his wife, Jeanette. But Caleb is their youngest son. They have three sons, Albert and JP, and then Caleb. And Caleb, are you 27 yet? 27, and he's married to Jensen, who's from Mississippi. And she's going to actually be doing the interpreting tonight for her father-in-law, so have mercy on her. And all you Spanish speakers, do not correct her while she's translating. Okay. And so let her do her own interpreting. But anyway, I've asked them to come and just talk a little bit. I have a couple questions I'm going to ask you. And bring it. Okay. And so first of all, I know our sons and Parker and Wesley came down and were with you in November. I just wanted you to share a little bit with the congregation because you see these people, a lot of these people sent them. And so I want you to just sort of share for a moment what that meant to y'all and what's happened and as follow up to that, what it did for your church.
Okay. Thank you first and everything. I want to thank you all you guys that made this trip possible for them because it truly, truly was a wonderful blessing for our lives, for our church, for our relationship as our family and our relationship as friends too. It surprised me that we didn't know them. The first day they arrived in Peru, we were like brothers, you know, like more than brothers, and it was an amazing time. But anyway, going to the point. In my church, More Life, that's how it is in English, we were like 1 year. I mean, we had our 1 year anniversary. So we are a pretty new church, you know, so 97% of the people that come to my church, they're new believers too. And awesome. that was our goal when we started Mas Vida. We wanted new believers. We didn't want to reach Christian people. We wanted to reach the people that weren't saved. You know, like giving life. I love that, by the way, about I give life. So anyway, since there were 95% of new believers, there was a lot of things that they needed to learn, you know, like they were like babies, and when I remember talking with you in the video, you, she told me, what do you think the guys can do over there? And I said, well, we're teaching them about how much God loves them, but they also need to know their duties, you know, like as a Christian, because when a kid doesn't do their duties, they become brats, you know, right? We don't want brat people, you know, like, everybody wants, you know, like, anyway. So they came, and the first thing they start working on, it was in sharing the gospel, sharing their testimonies to other people, how to share the gospel, also about serving in the church, you know, because we were doing everything by ourselves, like, We get together in a movie theater, so we have to bring all the speakers, all the staff, all the sound systems to the church, and we were doing it by ourselves. You know, my two brothers and I, waking up early in the morning, taking everything to the church, you know, bringing the speakers up there, like a second level. And by the way, first time they got here, Parker and Harry, they helped us. And since that day, he said, this is not going to happen anymore. We need to train the people to start serving God, you know, serving the church. So they started helping. And since that day until now, I have a team helping me. So that was a big impression, and we're still doing it. Thank you, boys, by the way. So now I have more time to lift weight, you know, like, and not hurting my back. Anyway, that was very important in our life in the church. And the most important one, it was like when they start sharing about the Holy Spirit, the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And the first time, in the first meeting, we got like six people that pretty much they were our leaders. And all of them, you know, were baptized in the Holy Spirit. And since that day, it was amazing because after that, we were going to the street. I remember going to the college, university, the schools. And these people that never spoke before, they had that, how do I say, boldness? Boldness to come and share with people. And after that day, they were like, wow, this is awesome. You know, I have this strange feeling that I just can't express, but it's so good. It feels so good to tell somebody else about God. So since that day, again, everybody's all the time sharing about God, you know, like. But on the second meeting, like talking on the baptism of the Holy Spirit, it was like 20-something people that came, like 30, and like 95% of the people were baptized in the Holy Spirit. Since that day, again, my church started growing and people started sharing. We have like 70 to 80% of young adult people from 20 to 30 years old. Wow. And our goal is to reach their families. You know, we just don't want to reach them, but we want their change to reach their families. Yes. You know, because they're going to be, they are testimonies in their houses. So they are, and the parents are coming. Also, one day, you know, in this meeting, you know, like being baptized in the Holy Spirit, many people start getting healed. And there was a girl that she's like 19, 20, 20 years old. And for over 10 years, she had an accident. So she couldn't, her back was hurting very bad. So she couldn't bend down. Like, so Harry and the guys pray for her. And she was healed, completely healed. And since that day, she has never, you know, missed, you know, skipped any meeting. And not just that, her brother comes too. They're super faithful. They're help me. I mean, her brother comes every morning, like 8 a.m. in the morning, Sundays, to help me and bring the speakers out there. He's doing the lights now, and she is coming. And not just that, her parents are coming to church now, and all of them are saved. You know, like, and we are so, so excited about that family. And that's why I'm telling you guys, like, we reach them and their testimonies in the life. When they change, the family is going to come. And that promise in the Bible that if you're saved, you and your house are going to get you saved. So we believe in that. And that's why we are very excited and very appreciated for you guys sending us this wonderful friends and brothers.
Yeah. Thank you. Praise God. Jensen, come over just a moment. Thank you, Caleb. That was awesome. You have pretty good English for a man who learned English just to woo this woman right here. That's why he learned English for her. Isn't that sweet? I wanted Jensen to share because Jensen got baptized in the Holy Spirit when the boys were down there in November. She'd been kind of a holdout. And because you're from Presbyterian background.
Yeah.
And so she was there in this church and in this family, but had never received the Holy Spirit. And so just to share a little about what that's done in your life.
Yeah. Well, when the boys came, like Caleb said, they rocked our world in such a good way. We have just such great relationships with them. And I can't wait to see what, you know, the change that they're going to bring to India. It's going to be awesome. But anyway, I came from like a Presbyterian, like, background, you know, like the Frozen Chosen kind of thing. You know, it's like, you know, you don't clap or, you know, lift your hands or anything. And if anyone does, you're kind of weird. So I kind of felt like your son-in-law, Josh, like speaking in tongues, it's for other people, like special people. And maybe I'm just not, you know, chosen or whatever. But when the boys came, it was really funny because I would ask them questions about speaking in tongues and they would explain it to me. But I'm like, oh yeah, that's good. That's great for y'all. But one day I'm just sitting on the couch and they all come up and they just sit down. I'm like, hey guys. And they're like, it's time. I'm like, for what? They're like, for the baptism of the Holy Spirit. I'm like, oh, no, 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 you know, tomorrow. They're like, no, Jensen, now. And I'm like, okay. And so we went downstairs, and they just prayed over me. And it didn't come out at first. And I was crying. I was like, no, no, it's just, I'm like the exception, you know, and I'm just crying and everything. And they kept praying. They're like, it's going to come, Jensen, just believe, you know. And so I went upstairs, and the next thing you know, it just popped out. So anyway, but I'm just so grateful for that because honestly, over the past few months, we've been going through a very difficult time, and to be able to pray in tongues has just brought me a lot of peace in my life, and to be just so consumed with God and so in His Holy Spirit. So yes, it's been a very, very good thing. And I'm just very, very grateful for God and that He brought these young men into our lives. And like Caleb said, they're more than just friends, they're family. So thank you.
Thank you for sharing. That's beautiful. Yeah, and just let that be an encouragement. I know some people who were here on Sunday and you heard the message about the baptism of the Holy Spirit as we celebrated Pentecost Sunday, and maybe you received or maybe you didn't receive or whatever happened. It's like Jensen said, maybe the enemy's been beating you up and telling you, it's not for you, but it is for you. It's for every believer. And maybe you've been a little timid or you just aren't quite sure, you know. Don't keep letting that hold you back. Determine you're just going to push on through that, and you're going to get what Jesus said was a gift from the Father, that He would send us this wonderful gift of the Holy Spirit, and you would be baptized, filled to the full till He overflows you. And just, you see her testimony, and many other people here could give the same testimony of how much peace and how much comfort the presence of the Holy Spirit has brought in their lives. Now I'm going to go ahead and ask Pastor Edwin to come. Yes, and Jensen, and you can, and come just so they can see you. Jeanette, this is his beautiful wife, Jeanette. Aren't these beautiful people? This, Jeanette and Edwin, we're glad you're here. Thank you for coming. Okay, and so let's mic them up, give them their mics. Is this for Pastor Edwin? We're going to ask you to, we don't normally do this with translations. Oh, and then you can use this.
Hello.
Yeah, and there you go.
All right, thank you. Yeah, okay. Soy Lisa.
Muy bien, gloria a Dios. No sé qué tiempo voy a hablar, 3 horas.
He goes, well, you know, glory to God. I don't know how long I'm going to speak, like, what, 3 hours? He's just kidding.
No, pastor, no sé. Por favor, dígame cuánto tiempo.
Tienes hasta 8 y 10.
No sé qué.
Oh,
okay, listo. Muy bien. Vamos a orar antes de
empezar. Very good. Okay, we're going to pray before we start.
Padre, te doy gracias.
Father, I give you thanks.
Por esta linda tarde.
For this beautiful evening.
Estamos de noche. Gracias,
yeah.
Dios.
Thank you, Father.
Gracias, Jesús.
Thank you, Jesus.
Gracias, Padre.
Thank you, Father.
Tú estás aquí en medio de nosotros.
You are here in the middle of us.
Gracias por Pastor Matthew.
Thank you for Pastor Matt. Thank you. Thank you for his wife,
Susie.
Gracias
por sus hijos.
Thank you for his
gracias
children.
Por estos lindos hermanos.
Thank you for these beautiful gracias brothers and sisters.
Poderosa.
Thank you for this beautiful
gracias
church.
Gracias porque tú eres invitado principal.
Thank you that you are
gracias,
our
Padre.
Guest first and foremost.
Espíritu Santo.
Thank you, Father. Holy Spirit, give us wisdom.
Para que en esta noche.
Give us wisdom this night.
Nos dé la revelación.
Give us revelation.
De tu Santo Espíritu.
From your Holy Spirit.
En el nombre de Jesús.
In the name of Jesus.
Gracias, Padre.
Thank you, Father.
Por tu presencia.
For your presence.
Y todos decimos.
And we all say.
Amen.
Amen.
Muy bien. Quiero decirle, estoy muy emocionado. La verdad, para mí es un privilegio, pastor, de estar en este lugar.
I want to tell you that I'm very excited. It's a privilege for me to be here tonight.
Y esta linda gente que veo aquí.
And this beautiful people that I see here.
Yo veo con los ojos de la fe lleno esta gente aquí, esta iglesia.
I just see that you've got a wonderful church.
Un día tumbarán esas paredes.
And he says one day he just sees it just overflowing with people, just like crushing, knocking the walls down, and everyone just... just going to be so full.
Me encanta a mí siempre visionarme. Me encanta.
He always loves to envision things and look towards the future.
Yo he escuchado usted predicar sobre hablar en lenguas.
And I've heard you speak about speaking in tongues.
A mí me encanta eso.
And I love that.
Eso nos da poder.
It gives us power.
Nos da fuerza.
It gives us strength.
Nos anima.
It encourages us.
Oramos por los enfermos.
We pray for the sick.
Los ciegos verán.
The blind people will see.
Los cojos corren.
The lame will walk.
Los muertos resucitan.
The dead will be raised
¿Cuántos
again.
No creen eso?
Who believes that tonight?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Los dos, los que van a la India, van a orar ahí.
Huh?
Los que van a la India, Dios los va a bendecir grandemente.
Yeah, those of you who are going to India, God's going to bless you in a big way.
Son lindos jóvenes.
They are wonderful young
que
people.
A Perú.
They came to Peru.
Fue una bendición para nosotros.
And it was a blessing for all of us.
A todos ustedes los invitamos que vayan allá.
And for all of you, we invite you to come to our house as well.
Amen.
He's serious.
Doy gracias a Dios por esta oportunidad de estar en este lugar.
I give thanks to God for giving me this beautiful opportunity.
Y realmente para mí es un honor.
For me it's an honor.
De estar en este hermoso lugar.
To be here in this beautiful place.
El más grande se llama Jesús está aquí.
The greatest of them all, Jesus is here.
Él cambió mi vida.
He changed my life.
Hace más de 30 años.
More than 30 years ago.
Y Dios empezó a trabajar conmigo.
And God started to work with me.
Realmente cuando conocí a Dios hace 30 años, más de 30 años.
When I met God 30 years ago.
Ahora Dios ha cambiado mucho en mi corazón.
He has changed so much in my heart.
Y quiero anunciarles algo sobre unos 15 minutos sobre un tema de la actitud.
So I want to encourage y'all within these 15 minutes about attitude.
Siempre me gusta motivar a la gente.
I love to motivate people.
Pero a mí me motiva mi esposa.
But the person who motivates me more is my wife.
Un profesor preguntó a sus alumnos qué palabra es la que califica, la que determina la paz, la felicidad y el éxito.
One teacher asked his students what one word defined happiness for them.
Algunos alumnos contestaron, dijeron el dinero.
Some students said money.
Otros dijeron el trabajo.
Some said work.
Otros dijeron el estudio.
Some said studies.
Hubo un momento de silencio.
But there was a moment of silence.
Y un alumno levantó la mano.
And a student raised his hand.
Y dijo, profesor, es la actitud.
And he said, professor, it's attitude.
El profesor dijo, eso es.
And the teacher said, that's it.
Realmente nuestra actitud es la fuerza principal.
Really, attitude is our first and foremost
la
strength.
La que determina si triunfamos o fracasamos.
It can what? Yeah, it can break, make you or break you. That's it.
Si triunfamos o fracasamos.
Yeah, it can make you or break you. Thank you.
Ustedes recordarán de Pedro y Jesús cuando estuvo en la barca y Pedro estaba lavando las redes.
You remember when Jesus and Peter went in the boat and they were washing the nets?
Pedro tenía una actitud de incredulidad.
Peter had a doubtful attitude.
Me imagino que no quería llegar a casa.
Can only imagine that he didn't want to go home.
Probablemente la esposa estaba esperando para ir al mercado a comprar.
Maybe his wife was waiting for him so that she could go to the marketplace and buy something.
Y Pedro no tenía ni un caracol. No tenía nada.
He didn't have anything, not even one cent, one whatever their money was.
Pero Jesús también estaba ahí.
But Jesus was there.
Él tenía otra actitud.
And he had a different attitude.
Y ustedes saben la historia.
And you all know the story.
Mientras que Pedro caminaba con los sentimientos.
Meanwhile, Peter went on with his own feelings, his own attitude.
Jesús caminaba en la fe.
Jesus walked in faith.
Y esos son estos lindos pastores.
And that's exactly what these beautiful pastors do.
Denle un aplauso a sus pastores. Denle un aplauso.
Aplausos. Aplausos.
Me gusta cuando él hablaba de poder. Me encanta.
When he just talks about the power of God, I just love it.
Sí, porque yo no, soy una persona que no me gusta que esté diciendo estoy cansado.
Because I'm not the type of person that's always like, oh, I'm tired, I'm just so discouraged.
No pasa nada.
Oh, nothing's going on.
No es para mí.
It's not for me.
Ah, la vida es así.
Life is awful. I'm gonna die. I'm gonna die.
No,
no, no.
Sí lo podemos.
Of course we can. We can do
sí
this.
Sí lo podemos.
We can do this.
Sí podemos hacerlo.
We can do it.
Podemos orar por los enfermos.
We can pray for the sick.
Podemos resucitar muertos.
We can raise up the dead.
tres veces intentado levantar orar por los muertos y hasta ahora todavía ninguno se ha levantado.
I've tried three times to pray for someone dead, but I still haven't. Is that what he said? I still haven't been able to.
Pero no pierdo.
But
no pierdo.
But I'm not going to lose.
No, digo.
I'm going to keep going on.
A ver si la próxima se levanta.
Maybe next time.
Porque para Dios nada es imposible.
Because with God nothing's impossible.
Un aplauso al Señor. Un día hace 10 años me fui al hospital y una hermana había muerto.
10 years ago I went to the hospital and a brother had died.
Y entré a la morgue donde estaba ella, estaba muerta, estaba sola.
I went to the
I went to the morgue. Estaba sola, estaba muerta.
He was alone.
La enfermera estaba ahí.
And the nurse was there.
Y mi corazón me decía, anda y levántalo.
And my heart said, go and raise him up.
Me daba ganas de agarrarlo.
And I just wanted to pick him up.
Pero en el momento que iba a hacer eso, la enfermera pasa.
But when I went to go do it, the nurse passed by.
En mi mente crucé y dijo, de repente la enfermera va a decir que estoy loco.
In my mind, I thought, well, what if the nurse thinks I'm crazy?
Y me vayan a llevar a la cárcel, pensé.
Maybe she'll take me to jail or something.
Me detuve.
And so I stopped myself.
Y pasé como dos meses pensando, ¿por qué no lo hice?
And 2 months passed by and I kept asking myself, why didn't I do it?
Hasta que, bueno, me olvidé y
well, and
por
I forgot.
Segunda vez.
And second time.
Hace 3 años murió una hermana.
3 years ago, a brother from the church died again.
Fui a su casa.
I went to his house.
Toda la familia estaba fuera.
And all the family was outside.
Ella estaba sola en la cama. Estaba muerta, había muerto.
He was dead, alone.
Otra vez en mi mente.
Again in my mind.
Levántala.
Bring him, lift him up, or her.
Agárrala de acá y ponlo contra la pared.
Lift her up by her shirt and just put her up against the wall.
Pero otra vez en mi mente empecé a pensar, ¿y si la familia ingresa y me pegan?
But again, the thought crossed my mind, well, if the family comes in, they see me, what if they hit me or kill me? They're going to say I'm crazy.
Fallé dos veces.
I failed 2 times. I didn't do it.
La tercera vez un hermano murió de paro.
The third time, another brother died of a heart attack.
Fuimos al hospital.
We went to the hospital and he was there.
Ahí sí.
And he goes, there.
Empezamos a orar en el nombre.
And we started to pray in the name of Jesus. Caleb was there as well.
Queríamos levantarlo.
We wanted to lift him up.
Queríamos hacerlo caminar.
We wanted him to walk again.
Sudaba.
We were sweating.
En el nombre de Jesús.
In the name of Jesus.
En el nombre de
in the
Jesús.
Name of Jesus.
Levántate.
Get up, get up.
Abría los ojos. En el nombre de Jesús.
And I opened his
despierta.
Eyes. Wake up, wake up.
Despierta.
Wake up.
Nada.
Nothing.
Nada.
Nothing.
Otra vez.
Again.
Pero no pierdo la esperanza.
But I don't lose hope.
Porque hay un dicho en el Perú.
Because there's a saying in Peru.
El que la sigue, la consigue.
Makes sense in Spanish, but he that keeps going will get it eventually.
Creo en ese Dios.
And I believe in my God.
Él es poderoso.
He is powerful.
Él está aquí.
He's here.
Él hace milagros.
He does miracles.
Él cambia cosas maravillosas. Hace cosas maravillosas.
He does wonderful things.
En la próxima vez que vengo voy a ver más jóvenes.
And next time I come, I want to see just more young people here.
Porque en ellos hay un poder tremendo.
Because they have a wonderful power inside of them.
Me encanta, ¿cómo se llama? ¿El segundo? Grayson.
He loves Grayson.
Me encanta.
He loves him.
Así me gusta.
That's what I like.
No.
Not,
Cuando yo los conocí, le dije, mañana, cuando ellos llegaron,
when they came, when they arrived.
Mañana,
when they arrived, I told them, I said, 5 o'clock in the morning, we're going to pray.
Todos me miraron
and así. All of them looked at me like,
Wesley.
Wesley, or Welly, as he calls him.
Cuando se levantaron, les perdoné y fue a las 8 de la mañana.
Yeah, well, Wesley, well, he says that they didn't wake up at 5. He forgave them, though, and they got up at 8.
Todos se levantaron, gracias a Dios.
And Grayson was like,
and Wesley.
Wesley, on the table.
Pero lindos.
But they're great kids. Really, he really means that.
Den un aplauso a estos jóvenes,
so
por favor.
Give them a round of applause.
Lo que quiero decirles es que Dios marcó una actitud diferente en mi vida.
So what I want to say is that God put a different attitude
nuestra
in my
actitud,
life.
Nuestra actitud es nuestra, determina nuestro enfoque en la vida.
Our attitude determines our focus in life.
Voy a hablar un ejemplo de dos baldes.
I'm going to give an example of like two buckets.
Es algo simbólico.
It's like something symbolic.
Un balde era pesimista y el otro era optimista.
One bucket was a pessimist and the other was optimist, like an optimist. Yeah.
Un día el pesimista dijo, no he visto yo en toda la vida, no he visto yo una vida tan triste.
¿Quién dijo eso?
Repíteme. No he visto una vida tan triste como la mía, dijo el balde vacío.
The pessimist, he said, oh, I've never just seen a life just so sad and depressing.
Mientras se aproximaba al pozo.
But okay.
Mientras se acercaba al pozo. Mientras se
acercaba. And as he was saying that, he came to the well.
Y dijo él, siempre me alejo del pozo lleno.
And he goes, I always go from the well full.
Pero regreso vacío.
But I come back empty.
El segundo balde dijo,
and the second bucket said,
nunca he visto una vida tan feliz como la mía.
I've never seen a life so happy as mine.
Dijo el balde lleno.
That's what the full bucket said.
Cuando se alejaba del pozo.
When he left the well, he was full, right?
Y dijo, siempre que vengo vacío al pozo,
and every time that I come empty to the well,
me voy lleno de él.
I come back again full.
Tu actitud determina.
So your attitude and finishing
el enfoque de tu vida
is the focus of your life. Okay.
Si tú tienes una actitud de desánimo,
when you have an attitude of discouragement,
te va a traer desánimo.
That's going to bring you discouragement.
Si tienes una actitud de fe,
when you have an attitude of faith,
te va a traer victoria.
That's going to bring you victory.
Yo doy gracias a Dios que hoy los jóvenes están viniendo a la iglesia Más Vida.
I give thanks to God that more young people are coming to our church, More Life.
Y algo que aprendí es enseñarles lo que la palabra de Dios dice, que el adulterio, la fornicación, eso no es, nos envía. Que el adulterio, la fornicación, todas esas cosas malas, no es digno del reino de Dios.
And I'm showing them that sins like adultery, fornication, they're not worthy of the kingdom of God.
Esos jóvenes saben que eso es malo.
They know that sin is sin. They know what's wrong.
Pero un día orando, Dios me habló y me dijo, no le digas eso, más bien dile cuáles las consecuencias
God,
de cada pecado.
God spoke to me and he told me, he said, show them the consequences of these sins.
Y eso es lo que estamos haciendo con los jóvenes.
And that's what we're doing right now with them.
Estamos enseñando las consecuencias.
We're teaching them about consequences of sin.
Consecuencias del pecado que algunas traen muerte.
Some consequences of sin even bring death.
Traen ruina.
They bring ruin.
Y algunas son irreversibles.
And some are irreversible.
Y hoy, gracias a Dios, los jóvenes están cada día más con entusiasmo
and
de servir a Dios.
Thanks be to God, more, each day they're recognizing this and they're honoring God more and more with their lives.
Un día un joven falló, cayó en pecado.
One day a young man, he fell in sin.
Había fornicado.
He had fornicated.
Y en mis tiempos, cuando yo empecé la iglesia, cuando yo era creyente,
and in my time as a new believer,
si eso se escuchaba en la iglesia,
if someone heard that in the church,
los botaban.
They would kick him out.
No era digno.
You're not worthy.
Y lo que hice yo en acercarme a él,
and I came close to him.
Le dije, mira, siéntate aquí.
And I said, look, sit down.
Yo sé que tú has hecho algo mal.
I know that you've done something
pero
wrong.
¿Sabes una cosa?
But you know what?
Dios no está enojado con
God's tú. Not mad at you.
Dios te ama.
God loves you.
Es tu papá.
He's your dad.
No hagas más
don't,
esas cosas.
Don't do these things anymore.
Te va a traer ruina.
It's going to bring you
te
ruin.
Va a ir mal.
It's going to go bad for
empecé
you.
A abrazarlo.
And I hugged him.
Le dije, cambia.
And I told him, change.
Ya no lo hagas.
Don't do this anymore.
Tú tienes cosas grandes para hacer
you've
para
got
Dios.
Big things to do for God.
Tú tienes un propósito
you have
para
a purpose
Dios.
In him.
Todos fallamos.
All, we all fail.
Pero hay que levantarnos.
But I could get up. We have to get up.
Empecé a orar con él.
And I started with him.
Oye, el chico sigue en iglesia.
And now that young man is here in our church today.
En mis tiempos ya se hubiera ido. Los años cuando yo me inicié cristiano.
When he was a new believer, when I was a new believer.
Ya se hubiera ido.
He would have probably gone away and I'd never see him again.
Los jóvenes necesitan darles oportunidades.
But we need to give them chances.
y decirles que Dios los ama mucho.
We need to tell them that God loves them so much.
Y eso es lo que cada día aprendo con
And that's
Dios.
Something that each day I'm learning about.
Si Él me perdona todos los días.
If He forgives me every single day.
Todos los días.
Every single day.
¿Cómo no puedo perdonar yo a mi prójimo?
How can I not forgive my neighbor or my brother?
Él siempre está con los brazos abiertos.
He's always there with his arms open.
¿Cómo puedo cerrar la puerta a un hermano?
How can I close the door to my fellow brother?
Y es por eso que su misericordia,
and that's why his mercy,
su grandeza,
his greatness,
su amor,
his love,
su favor,
his favor,
es incalculable.
It's, you can't count it.
Y eso hace que ame más a Dios.
And that's what makes me love God
y no
even
peco.
More.
Yo no peco, no es por miedo.
And if I sin, it's not... Wait. Oh. If I don't sin...
Sino más bien, yo digo, Señor, gracias porque tú me amas.
Oh, if I don't sin, it's not because I'm afraid. Okay, better repeat this. El otra parte. I'm sweating up here. If I don't sin, it's not because I'm afraid. No tengo miedo.
Sí, esta es la primera vez que estamos saliendo con ella y lo hace muy bien.
Yeah, this is the first time that we're out with me. They're out with me. And he says,
digo,
I'm doing a good job. So.
Y siempre le digo, sigue, sigue.
And he keeps encouraging me to keep going on and persevering. You're going to keep learning.
Sigue perseverando.
Keep, you know, persevering.
Vas a ser excelente.
And you're going to be excellent.
Es así.
Attitude, right? Si no peco, no es porque tengo miedo.
Dios, antes tenía miedo, tenía tanto miedo cuando fallaba.
Before I had a lot of fear whenever I would fail or sin.
Me sentía lo más sucio de mi vida.
I felt so dirty.
No es que ahora porque Él, su gracia derramado y yo peque, yo... esté feliz. No.
It's not because of his grace when I said, I'm just, so happy.
No, la gracia de Dios es
no,
tan linda.
His grace is just so beautiful.
Pero no juguemos con la gracia.
But we don't play with grace.
Ahora Dios me ama.
Now God loves me.
Y yo no peco porque no amo.
And I don't sin because I love him.
Y porque el amor no hace daño.
¿Y qué?
Porque el amor no hace daño.
Because love doesn't harm, doesn't do wrong, is that it? Yeah, doesn't do wrong. Okay.
Y sé que siempre él está con sus brazos abiertos.
And I always know that he's there with his arms open wide.
Él siempre me mira como un triunfador.
He always looks at me as someone who overcomes.
Él siempre me mira como un hombre de éxito.
He always sees me as a man of success.
Él quiere que yo camine en excelencia.
He wants me to walk in excellence.
Él quiere que yo esté siempre bien.
He always wants me to be
que esté sano,
well, to be healthy,
bendecido,
to be blessed.
Porque para siempre es su misericordia.
Because his mercy endures forever.
No podemos jugar con el pecado.
We can't play with sin.
Cierta vez un misionero viajó a la India.
One day a missionary went to India.
Los que ellos van a ir allá.
Just like y'all are going.
Dice que el misionero llegó a una casa y había una mujer que estaba saliendo con un tazón de leche.
And while he was walking in the street, he saw a woman coming out of her house with a bowl of milk.
Y le dijo, ¿a dónde vas?
And he said, where are you going?
Voy a dar esta leche a una cobra.
And she said, I'm going to go and give this milk to a cobra.
La cobra era su Dios.
And the cobra's my God.
Quitó una piedra de la pared.
She took out a stone from the wall.
Y el momento que ella dejó el depósito de la leche.
And in the moment that she left the bowl of milk there.
La cobra empezó a salir.
The cobra started to come out.
Para tomar la leche.
To drink the milk.
El misionero se quedó sorprendido.
And the missionary was surprised.
Que ella con qué atención le daba todos los días la leche.
He was surprised at her attention to the snake, that she would give it milk every day, that she worshipped it.
Y él se acerca a la chica y le dice, ¿tú cuántos años estás dándole alimento a la cobra?
And he asked her, how long have you been giving this snake milk?
Y le dice, hace 3 años.
And she said, 3 years ago.
Bueno, el misionero se fue.
For 3 years. And so anyway, the missionary left.
Al cabo de un mes, regresa ya para su país.
A month later, he went home.
Y recordó, y pasó por esa ciudad para ver si esa mujer seguía dando la leche a la cobra.
He went home, but he remembered about the lady with the that gave milk to the cobra.
Cuando llega a la casa de esa señora,
so he went to see, if she was still there.
Encuentra al esposo con vestido negro.
And when he went to her house, he found her husband dressed in black.
Y el misionero le dice, ¿qué pasó?
And the missionary said, well, what happened?
Oh, que no sabía, le dice, mi esposa muerta.
Oh, you didn't know my wife
has
died.
Hace 4 días que murió.
4 days ago she died.
Ella tan buena.
She was so good.
De buena salud.
She was in good health.
El misionero le dijo, ¿y qué pasó?
And the missionary said, what happened?
Ella, como siempre, le contesta el esposo, le dice, siempre, cada vez que llevaba la leche.
Well, just like always, the husband said, she brought the milk.
Todo estaba bien.
And everything was good.
No sé, ella no se dio cuenta y pisó la cola.
She didn't realize it, but she stepped on the snake's tail.
La cobra se dio la vuelta y
and the snake turned around and bit her.
Al poco minuto se llamó.
And in a few minutes she was dead.
¿Qué nos quiere decir esto?
What does that tell us?
No podemos jugar con el pecado.
We can't play with sin.
Porque eso es trae la muerte.
Because it brings death.
No tratemos de domesticar a las serpientes venenosas.
We shouldn't try to domesticate dangerous and venomous snakes.
Tampoco debemos estar alimentándola.
We shouldn't be feeding it either.
Porque en cualquier momento,
because in any moment,
nos puede morder.
It can bite us.
Y nos puede matar.
It can kill us.
El pecado mata.
Sin kills.
El pecado nunca te trae felicidad.
It never brings you happiness.
El pecado nunca te prospera.
It never prospers you.
El pecado no te da gozo.
It never gives you joy.
No te da felicidad.
It never gives you happiness.
Más bien te destruye.
It destroys you.
La Biblia dice que el sabio ve el mal y huye.
The Bible says that the wise sees evil and turns from it.
Y algo que aprendí,
and something that I've learned,
es que este es el alimento para mí.
And that this is alimento, nourishment for me.
Cada día tengo que estar comiendo esto.
Each day I need to be nourishing myself with this beautiful word.
Me da paz.
This is what gives me peace.
Esto es lo que me da felicidad.
This is what gives me happiness.
Esto es lo que me da alegría.
This is what gives me joy.
Cada vez que lo leo.
Every time that I read the word.
En mi mente visiono, estoy al lado de Jesús.
In my mind I see myself at Jesus' side.
Y cuando llegue al cielo.
And when I get to heaven,
voy a preguntar a muchos discípulos.
I'm going to ask a lot of disciples.
Uno de ellos va a preguntar al ciego Bartimeo.
I'm going to ask the blind man I'm also going to ask Bartholomew.
Me gusta su
Bartholomew? Bartimeo? You know more. Sorry.
Take it easy.
Take it easy. Okay.
Voy a preguntar al ciego Bartimeo, me gusta su perseverancia.
I'm going to ask him about his perseverance.
Aun cuando lo callaban.
Huh?
Aun cuando lo hacían callar. Lo hacían silencio.
Even though when everybody was saying be quiet.
Él seguía gritando.
He continued shouting.
Cuando el diablo te dice, no, te vas a morir.
When the devil said, you're going to die.
No, diablo, dile.
No,
yo
devil.
Viviré moriré en buena vejez y lleno de días.
No, I will die in good health and filled with days.
Eso es lo que yo le digo al diablo siempre.
That's what I always tell the devil.
El que les habla tiene 60 años de juventud.
I'm talking to you and I'm 60 years old. That's his signature move.
Cada día le digo a mi cuerpo, estoy sano.
I always tell my body every day, you're healthy.
Estoy fuerte.
I'm strong.
Aunque no parece.
Even though it doesn't look like
pero
it.
Pronto va a empezar
but
a levantar.
I'm going to start lifting weights soon.
Para terminar.
To finish.
Quiero decirle que tengo un buen recuerdo de Estados Unidos.
I have a very good memory, or a very, very good.
Mi hermano Phil y su esposa son lindos.
Yeah, I'm going to remember the States very, very well.
Son una bendición para nosotros.
Philip and Selma, they're a great blessing to us.
Cuando conocí a Phil,
when I met Philip, wow, he was just such a blessing for us.
Me gusta este hombre porque cuando llegó al Perú y lo conocí.
Well, I love this man because when he came to Peru and I met him,
decía, vamos a predicar a tal sitio.
He would tell me, let's go to preach at this place. Okay.
Vamos al cerro.
Let's go to the mountain.
Okay.
Okay.
Vamos al mar.
Let's go to the sea.
Okay.
Okay.
Es por decir, ¿no? Los
like,
sitios.
It's just to, you know, give you an idea.
Y dije, este es como yo.
And he said, this guy's just like me.
Este es mi amigo.
This is my friend.
Este es un hombre que ama a Dios.
This is a man that loves
y
God.
Que ama a su prójimo.
And that loves his neighbor.
Por eso que yo lo honro esta tarde.
And that's why I want to honor him right
es un
now.
Buen hombre.
He's a good
nos
man.
Ayuda mucho a nosotros.
He has helped us a lot.
Nos anima.
He encourages
y tiene
us.
El corazón de Dios.
And he has God, he's after God's own heart. So God bless you, Philip.
Pero hay algo que en su casa tiene un animalito que se llama Grace.
Gracie. He has a monkey named Gracie.
Y ese animalito es tan precioso que todo humilde.
That animal is so cute and she looks so humble and innocent.
No debo acercarme.
And they told me I shouldn't get close to her.
Porque le gusta quitar los
because libros. She likes to take, you know,
el
the glasses, the watches and all that stuff.
Yo algo hice que fue mi imprudencia.
And I was very imprudent, something that I did.
Como el mono es curioso.
Since the monkey, she's kind of funny looking.
Pasaba, lo miraba.
I just went by her, watching her, taunting her.
Y me acerco a él.
And I tried to get a little close to her. And she looks so innocent. Oh, she's so cute.
Saco mis lentes.
And I take out my glasses.
Y lo hago.
And I do ch-ch.
Hay una distancia.
There's a distance between her
no
and me.
Problema.
There's no problem.
Yo me acercaba así, probablemente me quitaba.
If I had gotten close to her, then...
Pero me dijo, no pasa nada.
And I said, no, because of the distance, she can't get me.
Cuando...
And in 1 minute, she grabs my glasses, and she breaks them. Don't play with sin, right? He was told not to. So.
Me adelantó. Eso es.
Yeah.
No juegues con el pecado.
Don't. That's where he's going. Don't play with sin. Yeah. Sigue, sigue.
Alolo. Alolo.
I think he turned it off. Does it go up? No, it's on. It's on. It's on.
Alo.
Prendido. No, yeah.
Alo, alo. No importa, tengo buena voz.
He's got a good voice, he said.
Entonces, Parker dijo,
so Parker said, the pastor doesn't listen to us. And he said, well, it's because you told me in English that I shouldn't get close. I don't understand English.
Pero la próxima vez que vengo,
but next time I come,
voy a venir hablando
inglés. I'm going to come and I'm going to be speaking fluent English. Who believes it? Give me a amen. Yeah, encourage me. Attitude. And so that's why I have two glasses going here, reading and my regular. But I'm also asking God that He will recover my eyesight. Because nothing is impossible with God. I've always prayed for the sick. In Peru with cancer. That was terminal. But God has always healed them. But sometimes we forget as we use our faith for others, but sometimes we don't use it for ourselves. But to be brief, my heel always hurt me, the bone. I would always wake up and my heel would always hurt me. And the devil's voice. Now you're old. You're old now. That's just life. You're going to die just an old man. And he said, no, devil. And I sat down on my bed. I talked to my bone, my heel. I said, in the name of Jesus, by his wounds, I am healed. And I could have gone to the doctor. And maybe he would have helped me with an hour or two. But I wanted to learn. I wanted to use that faith that's inside of me for me. And in eight months, it completely disappeared, whatever was affecting my heel. And the next month, it appeared on the other foot. Again, the devil. That's what happens when you're old. And I said, no, devil. Last year, I was 59.
Juventud.
And I was young, right? I'm young.
59, años de juventud.
59 years of youth. He knew I wasn't translating that.
Huh?
So I started to pray.
Un año.
And so when... Un año?
Seguí orando,
oh, it happened. It passed 1 year, and I continued praying.
Y mi mente se anda al
médico. And I kept thinking, I'm going to go to the doctor, go to the doctor.
Tengo que
and I said, no, I need to exercise my faith for me. And then it just disappeared.
Yeah.
2 weeks ago, his hip, the bone, And I said, no, no, no. In the name of Jesus, you're going to be healed. I heal you. And for a week it bothered me. And now I'm fine. He says that he's going to die at 95. And he's going to be, but until that day he's going to be full of life and full of days. Because his trust, his, it's here. If he says it, I believe it. And that's what will be. Anyway, so God bless you all. Thank you, thank you.
Praise God. Praise God. Will I stand? Thank you. Gracias. I love that move. Didn't y'all love that move he did? I'm not going to do it. Matt, you need to get you a signature move. You got one. Well. You need to get another one. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Yes. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, let's just take a moment before we go tonight. Let's just thank the Lord for the revelation that he's given to us. Isn't it a wonderful thing, the truth that Jesus, by his wounds, we are healed. Isn't that an awesome truth that you know, not every believer knows that. Not every person knows that, but there's healing. Hallelujah. And we just worship you tonight, Father, and thank you for your healing. Thank you for the deliverance. If you're here tonight and you have pain in your body, you don't have to leave here in pain. Hallelujah. Jesus bore our sickness and he carried our pains. And by his wounds, by the stripes that he bore upon his back, we are healed and made whole. And Father, we just take hold of healing tonight. We take hold of our healing. Healing belongs to us. We are the healed of the Lord, and we say so tonight. And we worship and praise you and thank you for healing. Just speak to your body. Body, be well. Be whole. Sickness, go. Pain, leave in Jesus' name. Anything that's coming to steal our health, we command you to depart. Go in the name of Jesus. And health and healing and wholeness come to us. Hallelujah. We rejoice in healing. We rejoice in our health tonight. We rejoice that we are being strengthened. Hallelujah. Even though our outward man is perishing, we're receiving strength tonight to live a long life, full of days and full of life and full of days, full of life, full of days, full of life, full of days, full of life, full of days and full of life, full of days, full of life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Strong strength in Jesus' name, even in these mortal bodies. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father, for strengthening us tonight and giving life to us. And anything that's not of God, go in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you for it, Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I think we got a beautiful lesson tonight from my brother about you just staying vigilant over your own body. You being vigilant to stand watch over your body and not put up with something. And when something comes, you run it off. You take the power, the authority, the life of God. You've been given the word of God. What Jesus has done, he finished the work at Calvary, and you just take authority of it and run it off and not put up with it in your life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Don't just run to the doctor first. You use the authority you have and you learn to use your faith in your own body on something like your heel or your other heel or your hip. So if it's something that's more serious, so you already have developed and know how to walk in it. And you don't try to learn on something like terminal cancer. If you would just maintain your health, you wouldn't have to face that. You just stand watch over your body with the little things and keep those under where they belong. And then the big things, they don't come. You just handle them when they're little. It's a lot easier to handle it when it's little. Something's going a little wrong, deal with it. Hallelujah. That's a good lesson for us tonight. Amen. Praise God. Well, I want to remind all of you, we're going to have Bold Venture in the next couple of days, but Sunday morning we're going to have a really good, really wonderful service. Lee Grady will stay over and be with us. And if you've been here when Lee ministered one of our services, Lee is a really, really good teacher. And he's also a prophet of God. He's very, I remember, I can't, think about it without thinking of Houston Lewis. He was here and ministered to Houston. February was a year ago. Changed Houston's life. I mean, Houston's a different guy now than he was that night when Lee ministered to him. And I still remember the things he said. Boy, he just hit you just bam. That was God. Bam, right at you, man. It got you. Changed his life. Really just changed the course of some things in his life. Thank God for that. So just come, just prepare your heart and come ready to receive Sunday morning, whatever the Lord has for us. And then we're starting next Wednesday night. We'll have a cookout before service at 6. We're really about 5:45 we'll start. You're all invited. Bring your friends and family if you want to. But we're going to start our summer life giving initiative, and it'll start next Wednesday night. We have something special for you next Wednesday night. And then every Wednesday night during the summer, during June and July, we're going to be having our life giving initiative. And in general, what will happen, we'll come in, we'll have a shorter preliminary, you know, the earlier part of the service will be shorter. We'll have a lesson, and then we're going to gather in smaller groups. And we're just going to, it's going to be different than what we did last summer. We did something like this last summer. It's going to be a little different. But the Lord really wants to take us all to another level of being equipped as life givers. And so there's just some things that the Lord's put on our hearts, and we've been just preparing for you. And I just believe God has something for us. We've been through the trust challenge. We've been through some wonderful things. Just came through Pentecost. And I'm just believing that there's going to be some good stuff for you. So some of you haven't been here on Wednesday night before. Good for you coming out on Wednesday night. Just go ahead and make it a habit. Go ahead. Just make it a habit. Might as well. Amen. Let me pray for you. Yeah, if you can just hang around a few minutes and help Harry and the guys set up. It'll just take, you know, what is it? Many hands make light work. Translate that. Okay. Father, we thank you tonight for your goodness. We thank you for our brother that came and shared his heart, we just see you in him. Thank you for that. And Father, we thank you that the word says that nothing shall by any means hurt us. And as we go out of this place, Father, there's calamity in this world, but we're not of this world. And you have angels that are standing guard around about us. Goodness and mercy, you're following us, and you are keeping us because you've redeemed our lives from destruction. And we praise you tonight and thank you that nothing shall by any means hurt us, in Jesus' name. Amen.